Course Segment 3. Everyday Expressions.
The aim of this segment is to present those everyday expressions and common sayings that give German its richness, flavour and flow and help you respond in a variety of situations you may encounter. Let's start with a happy situation. Eine glückliche Situation. Michelle Thomas taught you to be pleased, sich freuen. So, remembering the temp word order rule, how would you say, I'm pleased to be here tonight?
Ich freue mich, heute Abend hier zu sein.
Gut, ich freue mich, heute Abend hier zu sein. Now, to get to know someone is kennenlernen, literally learn to know. Of course, in German, kennen comes before lernen. Remember the song, Do You Ken John Peel? There's your Scottish link to the German kennen. So how would you say, I'm pleased to get to know you, meaning to meet you? Remember, you're on Z terms. As with other verbs that are made up of two words, zu goes between kennen and lernen. So once again, I'm pleased to get to know you would be...
Ich freue mich, Sie kennenzulernen.
Ich freue mich, Sie kennenzulernen. Gut. Now, if you are pleased about something, then add the word über, about. Sich freuen über. I'm pleased about. Now, diving into the past using haben, how would you say, I was pleased about the good news? First, I was pleased.
Ich habe mich gefreut.
The news is die Nachricht. So, about the good news?
Über die gute Nachricht.
Did you remember to make good agreeable? Okay, putting that together and remembering to send gefreut to the end of the sentence, I was pleased about the good news.
Ich habe mich über die gute Nachricht gefreut.
Prima. Now, when you meet sich freuen with a different connector, auf, the meaning changes to look forward to. You know, this happens in English too. Think of the difference between to look at, to look for, to look after. With sich freuen auf, to look forward to, you are still pleased, but about something in the future. So how would you say, I'm looking forward to the journey out, but not the journey home? The journey out is die Hinreise. Does hin bring to mind dorthin? To there? Good. Hin, hitched onto die Reise, gives you the journey out. So, I'm looking forward to the journey out.
Ich freue mich auf die Hinreise.
Ich freue mich auf die Hinreise. The journey home is die Rückreise, the back journey. Can you spot rück in zurückfahren and Rückenschmerzen? Okay, so how would you say, but not to the journey home?
Aber nicht auf die Rückreise.
Aber nicht auf die Rückreise, richtig. Let's put that together now. I'm looking forward to the journey out, but not to the journey home.
Ich freue mich auf die Hinreise, aber nicht auf die Rückreise.
Ich freue mich auf die Hinreise, aber nicht auf die Rückreise. Hin und zurück. There and back. Linked like this. Are very useful. It's what you'll need if you want to buy a return ticket. Try that now. Ask for a return ticket to Dresden. Ticket is travel card. Fahrkarte. So, a ticket to Dresden, please, there and back.
Eine Fahrkarte nach Dresden, bitte, hin und zurück.
Good. Eine Fahrkarte nach Dresden, bitte, hin und zurück. Returning to our verb, sich freuen auf, how would you ask, are you looking forward to your summer holidays? Using the do form and remembering that connector auf, let's start with a statement. You are looking forward to.
Du freust dich auf.
Du freust dich auf. Now, how would you turn that into the question, are you looking forward to?
Freust du dich auf?
Freust du dich auf? Okay, putting together the words for summer and holidays, which you know, what are your summer holidays?
Deine Sommerferien.
Deine Sommerferien. Leicht, nicht? So how would you now say, are you looking forward to your summer holidays?
Freust du dich auf deine Sommerferien?
Freust du dich auf deine Sommerferien? Genau. Now try, I'm looking forward to my Easter holidays in April. Easter is Ostern, that's capital O-S-T-E-R-N. Note the affinity between East and Ost. But drop the N from Ostern to make Osterferien. April is April, and you say im April, in the April. You'll find all the months in the user guide. So once again, I'm looking forward to my Easter holidays in April.
Ich freue mich auf meine Osterferien im April.
My Easter holidays, meine Osterferien. And what about you? Say you're looking forward to your Christmas holidays in December. Christmas is Weihnachten. That's capital W, E-I-H, N-A-C-H-T-E-N. For Weihnachtsferien, drop the E-N from Weihnachten and slip in an S instead, giving you the holidays of Christmas, die Weihnachtsferien. December is Dezember, and again you say im Dezember, in the December. Have a go. Say, I'm looking forward to my Christmas holidays in December.
Ich freue mich auf meine Weihnachtsferien im Dezember.
Bravo. Let me just remind you that when talking about the month in German, you always have to say in the April or in the December. So, how would you say in June, Juni, in July, Juli, and in August, August? Remember, you'll find all the months in the user guide.
Im Juni, im Juli und im August.
Gut. Im Juni, June, im Juli, July und im August, August. Now, if the sun is die Sonne and warmest is am wärmsten, how would you say the sun is warmest in June, July and August? Don't forget the temp rule.
Im Juni, im Juli und im August ist die Sonne am wärmsten.
Im Juni, im Juli und im August ist die Sonne am wärmsten. How would you say, my grandparents always go on holiday in January and in May? To go on holiday is in die Ferien fahren. And grandparents are Großeltern, literally big parents. So starting with, my grandparents always go on holiday.
Meine Großeltern fahren immer in die Ferien.
Now insert January, Januar, and May, Mai, into that sentence.
Meine Großeltern fahren immer im Januar und im Mai in die Ferien.
Gut,